Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How do you do? How are we doing? Well, the question of the day is, how are you? What's going on? We're speaking well of all the folks who are listening and who are interested in what's going on in the world. DJ V Show, Jennifer Horn knows what's going on in the world. Victoria Keevan knows what's going on in the world. Kara Schiller knows what's going on in the world. She doesn't think I know what's going on, though. Oftentimes she'll say, ah, let's get the real story here. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, please. Yes. Where's the Snicker twins? Where are they?
I'm here, the snickering.
I mean, I'm just staying quiet.
Okay. So I think the first matter of business here, Jennifer, is to give away these Works Pegasus workbenches and sawhorses and the 20-volt, 3/8 inch. Say that quickly 100 times. There's a drill driver set from the Works, people. The Works Saw Combo. Great for all kinds of DIY projects. Together, the two items from the Works, W-O-R-X, be great in anybody's garage, the basement, got a workshop. These things are very cool, and you can have them right now. Let's see, you'll take the fourth caller at 888-302-3684 to tell us who it is. Earlier in the week, I talked about a popular Star Wars, can we say personality? A popular Star Wars figure. And the ladies were upset with me because I didn't appreciate what the new representation of this character is. So, who's the character and what is it that is being represented now as we get for the getting close to the new Star Wars movie?
And here's a hint. This character has been trending very heavily on social media over the last week.
Right, because of what I said. This is doesn't.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. Characters, please. What's the name of the character from Star Wars that I've had much to say about in a different form, shall we say? 888-302-3684. Fourth caller who identifies this being.
He's a great character, he is.
Yes, he. All right. There's Jennifer being a wise guy. 888-302-3684 to identify that character and win great present. This is a present for you or anybody you want to give it to from the Works. Very good things for one's home shop. 888-302-3684, name of the character, please. Speaking of characters, Jennifer is here with the lead story this hour. What is it?
Well, this is important to all of us who wake up early in the morning. How many days of the week, and I'll pull all of you, do you wake up on the, quote, wrong side of the bed? Kara?
Who? Kara on the wrong side of the bed? Nah.
How many days of the
Victoria?
Week?
Victoria? All right. Well, Victoria, you are on the
I'd
wrong
say,
side of the bed.
You mean waking up in a bad mood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what wrong side of the bed means, yeah.
I guess, I don't know, maybe once a week.
Dougie?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Four times
always.
A week.
You guys are actually pretty good then in the minority because there's a new poll that's out that says Americans wake up on the wrong side of the bed 300 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really?
That means that only about 65 mornings are good ones, according to new research.
Why? What constitutes waking up on the... What is going on?
They say outside...
People who hate their job, right? If
maybe.
If you have to wake up and you go to a job that you hate... Or
but they're saying it's even more
up at like 5 a.m.
Right. They're saying it's even more basic than that. Outside noise could be the problem. Maybe the temperature.
Oh.
Unusual dreams. Those could all be the roots of disruption. Americans wake up feeling grumpy an average of 6 times a week. This was a survey.
What about you?
Well, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm never like springing out of bed. But I don't know that I'm grumpy.
Well,
I don't think.
The wrong side of the bed, though. Are you on the wrong side?
I just go, ugh, no.
Do you get
right
mad
now.
At Jeff if he does something bad in one of your dreams? Because I totally blame Lewis. And I.
When it carries over into life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a survey of 2,000 Americans that found respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately 3 times a week and at least once from both outside noise and bad dreams or nightmares. This was done by one poll, and the survey examined respondents' sleeping habits and their tips and tricks on how to catch quality sleep. Now, results found that those surveyed will only spend a quarter of the year getting a full, uninterrupted night's sleep. That's pretty bad. All of us need our rest, and for most of us, we're not getting it. For the rest of the year, respondents will spend an average of 90 minutes lying awake in the middle of the night. That means waking up twice a night on average and staying awake for at least 45 minutes each time.
Wow.
Yeah, 72% of those surveyed reported needing more or better quality
sleep.
Very
unhealthy.
It is. 3 in 10 respondents point the finger at stress and anxiety. That can come from politics. That can come from our job, as Victoria said. Spending too much money. 3 in 10 point the finger at stress and anxiety, causing them to wake up unexpectedly from slumber. Other common culprits included needing to use the restroom, 75% of people, and temperature issues. But the one thing I learned about the restroom thing is that you never wake up to go to the restroom. You wake up and realize you have to go to the restroom because there's a hormone that pumps out in our body while we're sleeping that keeps us from having to get up for that reason. So we're actually waking up and then realizing we have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Now, people in relationships, your partner could be the big problem.
Snoring.
They say 30% are disrupted by their partner snoring in the middle of the night.
Really? I don't have that problem. All right, so let's get to...
You never wake yourself up snoring?
No, I don't wake up myself. No, I don't snore anyway. I have that on good authority.
We'll ask Daisy about that.
Yeah, Daisy snores and she's downstairs. All right, let's get to the winner. Well, I'm looking around here to see who's calling from where and who the winner might be. The question has to do with a character from Star Wars that I've talked about this week. And I promised that we would have listeners win these two WORX, the Works Bench and the Drill Driver. 888-302-3684. Jeremy is in Ohio. Where in Ohio, Jeremy, are you?
I am in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland, Ohio. Are you watching the beauty of the lake there? Are you on the lake?
I'm just getting ready to drive by it here on Route 2 heading into Cleveland.
Yep, on Route 2. I love Ohioans. It's Route.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody in the Midwest says Route 2 or Route
I
whatever.
I say Route. I'm from Jersey.
I say Route.
That's Route 2.
Route.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's Route.
I say Route. Jersey says Route. So Jersey and Ohio stand strong with Route.
Okay. Well, you've got a good partner here, Jeremy, and Victoria. She's all set to stand by you. Stand by her man.
Okay, good deal.
All right, so what are we talking about? What character from Star Wars are we talking about? What I say?
Yoda.
Yeah. And what was my problem
Good
with
job.
Yoda?
That I'm not real sure.
He looks
creepy. I
missed
that part of it. I don't get to watch the show too much, or listen to
Jeremy,
the show too much.
Jeremy, but he looks creepy.
Yes.
Just he doesn't like Baby Yoda. Jeremy, Doug has this weird issue with Baby Yoda, who is literally the cutest thing that's ever been put on a movie. So
I
don't
scary.
Know. Yeah.
I don't
think crazy.
All right, you have children, Jeremy?
Yes, I do. I have two.
All right. How old are they?
A 2 and a 5-year-old.
Are right. you going to keep them, Jeremy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Just
absolutely.
Want to be sure.
All right.
So, with the Baby Yoda, you've seen pictures of the Baby Yoda, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you give that to your 5-year-old?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. I would give it to him.
Hmm. He's adorable. Doug, you're the only person who has a problem with Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I think Baby Yoda's
good.
You gotta like babies.
I guess.
All right. So, Jeremy, by the way, what do you do for work? Where are you going at this moment in time?
I'm an iron worker, concrete finisher, a little bit of everything.
Yeah? That's got to be, you have your own business or you work for somebody else?
No, I work for somebody else.
Yeah.
I was
like
pretty much over the stress is over my own business.
Yeah, you get over that. See, I never was smart enough to do that. I've never gotten over that. But you like what you're doing. That's
I love what I'm doing.
And if you like it, you're good at it. I'm sure of that. All right, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
And we'll get the info and send this Works. I was going to say we're going to send you a Baby Yoda, but no, we'll leave that to you. We'll send you the Works Pegasus. Have you got an in-house shop? You got a garage shop?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you'll like this. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Hold on just a second. Good to have you on board here. This is the DJV program at 16:30 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging, and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So here's some good news for those of you like Jennifer who like to go to these outdoor concerts. Live Nation is offering lawn passes, giving you, if you're one of the fans, unlimited lawn access to outdoor concerts in 29 Live Nation-owned amphitheaters. Did you have one of these last year? Jennifer, where'd you go last year?
I think I made that up. I thought that Jen maybe had one, but it might have been someone else I knew.
So you can buy
a good deal.
$199.
Yeah.
Gives you the opportunity to see sold-out shows. Each lawn pass purchaser gets a custom laminate with their name that serves as their ticket for any show. Passes on sale for a limited time beginning next week, the 11th, at 10 a.m. Eastern, and available till the end of the month.
I would definitely do this if I liked more artists that did these
shows. Yeah, that's a good point.
The only point is, like, I was looking at the shows, and they are good bands. I mean, it's the Doobie Brothers and Journey. The only one that looked interesting to me was Alanis Morissette. She's going on tour with Garbage and someone else that was popular, like, in the 90s. But, I don't know, most of these artists I don't really like. But tickets are for normal concerts are like $150 for one show. So $200 for all of these shows is pretty amazing.
Not a bad deal. All right, let's see. The White House says it's considering sending 14,000 more troops to the Middle East.
It's just that Iran has killed 1,000 of their own people. And so now we're thinking we're going to have to go tell them not to do that.
With a gun pointed to their head. There you go. That's diplomacy. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Caroling? Can you do that, Jennifer?
No.
Probably not.
Sometimes when I'm really in the mode of Brenda Lee, I can, but yeah. On command, no.
Renowned holiday hit songwriter Johnny Marks at number one on the Hot 100 Songwriters chart this week, thanks to a pair of seasonal standards that are back in the Hot 100. This song from 1958, written by Johnny Marks, rocking around the Christmas tree. It's at number 29, Burl Ives, and A Holly Jolly Christmas is at number 48. All right, let's have a little Burl Ives.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know.
I kind of like this one. I always have.
But have a cup of cheer.
I do too. Burl Ives and Burl Ives.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
This one and Rudolph, both of Burl Ives, recorded in 1964. Rudolph is at number four of the all-time most popular Christmas tunes. And this is number 14 on that list. Oh, no, the mistletoe. So that's the Johnny Marks story. He's likely to forge a strong presence in the Hot 100 Songwriters list through the holidays because he's also the writer of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Gene Autry tune. That's been in the top 20 pretty much every season. Let's see where it is on the all-time list. Number,
and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Number 8, okay.
All of the
and let's see here. Silver and Gold by Burl Ives, among other holiday songs. Marks has been dead since 1985. So he's doing all right for himself, or his family is. Yeah, that's good. His Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was solely produced by Marks, actually knocking Billie Eilish off and her brother, who were at number 3 on the Hot 100 Songwriters list with Bad Guy, Everything I Wanted, and All I... And, all the
it's
good girls.
Pretty crazy that, yeah. Like, I mean, if there's any name that's been big this year, it's Billie Eilish when it comes to pop music. And, like, she's gotten all these award nominations, and her brother writes everything with her. And this guy who's been dead for, you know, 30 years, who wrote
years.
Christmas songs, is knocking them off. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I agree.
Not cool for Billie Eilish, but cool for the dead
come
guy.
Back. Next up, Nashville, by way of Australia duo For King and Country, have been performing their rendition of Little Drummer Boy in their concert for years, but have received wider audience during the Tuesday night CMA Country Christmas special.
It was pretty cool. I watched it.
Did you watch it? Yeah.
I don't like the Drummer Boy all that much, but they actually made it pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think they made it cool.
Yeah. The duo said to be invited to perform Little Drummer Boy as part of the CMA Country Christmas felt like a lovely bear or Santa Claus hug, celebrating one of the great, most unifying holidays of the year. For King and Country won Grammys. They've been on a roll lately with a lot of country music fans. They shared the stage with Dolly during the CMA Awards in November, released a studio version of their single God Only Knows with Part and I. Do we have that? Can we hear a little of that, Karen?
They performed that together. I saw that on the American, was it the American Music? No, the CMAs. They did that together. It was really good.
Yeah. Is that what we have playing there? I can't hear it well enough.
No, this is Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Rum pum pum pum. All the memories that somehow never leave you.
Nobody sees you. I think Dolly comes in a few seconds, hopefully. Nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you.
Yeah.
God only knows how it's killing you.
Nicely done. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at Amazon.com/Best of Prime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/Prime.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour on the DJV program, although right now I think we're going to take a trip to the Good Day Health pew of the Church of the Living here on the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to help us. All of the things that come around about your health and well-being are a focus on you. Your health is on you, not on the doctor, not on the nurse. So if you make a mistake, that is, and not try to figure out what's going on in your body, you need to know what's in your body, what's going on. You're responsible for what goes on. So with that in mind, Victoria's got a couple of tips on how to fight the flu.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This came from researchers at Yale University. They essentially have admitted that they've accidentally stumbled across a diet that helps you fight the flu. And it's honestly pretty surprising, too. I was surprised when I found this out. So apparently if you go keto, you actually have, you're helping your body and your immune system fight off the flu.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so they wanted to see if diet could affect the body's immune system and the responses to viruses. And so what they did was they tried out pretty much all the popular diets that are out there. And at the last minute, they decided, decided, well, you know what, let's just try to see what happens with the keto diet versus a high-carb normal diet. And what they found was that the change in the diet in the mice, this was a study in mice, the change in diet began only 7 days before infection with the flu. So it actually doesn't take a long time for the keto diet to make a really big impact on your immune system. Now, the keto diet is super popular right now. You'll see tons of people on Instagram, and a lot of celebrities do it. Halle Berry is sort of a famous one for it. She works out. She lives on the keto diet.
What is the keto diet?
Is essentially, it's not dissimilar to Atkins, really. It's all protein and all fat, and essentially little to no carbs. So you only get your carbs from vegetables and certain vegetables. So like starchy vegetables are out, no potatoes, you know, things, no beans, no legumes, things like that. That's a no-no. So you stick with non-starchy vegetables, high protein and high fat. And so it's similar, I guess, in the sense to Atkins, although people who are really into the keto diet will say that the keto diet is a lot healthier than Atkins because you don't eat fried food. You don't eat, you know, Atkins pretty much says, like, you can eat French fries and, like, you can eat anything with fat in it. You can eat bacon all day long. Well, no one is going to be healthy if they eat bacon all day long. And so the keto diet really kind of, if you do it the right way, it pushes you towards healthier choices. And so essentially in these mice, they only did the diet for 7 days before they purposely infected them with the flu virus. And that the mice actually who were on the keto diet had a much stronger defense system against the flu compared to all the other diets that they tested out. So, might be something to think about. You can also drop some weight pretty quickly if you're looking to do that with the keto diet.
Dropping weight. One of the ways you can drop weight is to get poisoned by E. coli and Salmonella. Listeria, get sick.
That's one way.
It's wonderful. The latest outbreak, yet another one of these things. 100 people in 23 states infected by a new strain of E. coli linked yet again to romaine lettuce harvested in the same area of California and by the same outfit, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As our farmer,
illnesses.
Do you know why it's always the lettuce?
Yeah, because it's the easiest thing to package. It is the loosest thing, and the stuff stays in. You don't find it in the tightly framed, if that's the way you want to refer to it, green vegetables like cabbage. You don't find it in cabbage because it's tight. It's tightly wrapped. Any of the bush lettuces don't have it. It's the open stuff where the bugs have more of a chance to get around, actually, and get in. And it's just really, it's just bad farming. That's all it is. The products that come out. These, by the way, this is a sushi. Say it again, Doug. Sushi and salad recall this time. These are mostly from Trader Joe's, although you can get these same salads in 7-Eleven, Walgreens, all of that stuff. There's a 500,000-pound pork recall this week as well. They weren't inspected. So you got that as well. And that pork thing is all the Chinese. The pork business of America is now controlled pretty much, unless you buy from a local butcher, pretty much controlled by the Chinese. So what is it, the old word to the wise? Here's something else. This is actually good from the Food News Department. You're planning to have cheese boards. I was at a reception last night, a Christmas party, and they had all kinds of cheeses. And I, for the first time in a long time, decided I would sample them. I'm not a cheese fan, as most of you know. If you listen to me talking about cheeses, I don't have a taste bud for
cheese.
Yeah, you think
American cheese is cheese, and it's not.
Right, it isn't. So anyway, there were a bunch of cheeses there, and I saw some yellow ones, some white ones, a couple of green ones. Your favorite?
There is no green cheese.
Oh, this is green. Maybe it was because it had stuff in it. Who knows? Anyway.
Probably shouldn't have eaten that one.
Yeah. It was at a Brazilian restaurant, as a matter of fact. Maybe that tells you something. So, what do you need to know about cheese? Your favorite yellow food contains a chemical that's also found in highly addictive hard drugs, according to research done at University of Michigan. They use the Yale Food Addiction Scale, which measures a person's dependence on different kinds of food. They asked 120 students to answer the addiction scale and choose between 35 different foods. They did a second test on 384 subjects. Their findings are the foods that ranked top of the scale all contained cheese. Cheese has casein, which is pretty much in all dairy products, and it triggers the brain's opioid receptors, which are linked to addiction. So if you're, this is basically, you can get addicted to cheese.
Does this explain my pizza addiction?
Maybe. The study provides evidence that not all foods are equally implicated in addictive-like eating behavior. Highly processed foods, which share characteristics with drugs, the rate of absorption, et cetera, to
be. Well, that answers the addiction that America has to fast food.
Yeah,
for
right.
sure.
It's all they put stuff in it, like nicotine and cigarettes. Same thing. That's how they do it. So cheeses. That's why. See, I'm smarter than the average person, I guess, because I don't eat cheese.
You just said you did.
If you eat natural cheese, then it's actually fine. It's not processed. Mm. You can eat. I always buy like Drunken Goat, which is a delicious goat cheese. Or you can It's called Drunken Goat. It's delicious.
Really?
The rind is like purple because it's soaked in red wine. It's really really yummy. But you can get really delicious raw milk, cow milk or sheep's milk or goat milk. You can find raw cheeses that are just really healthy. Not processed.
So I had a discussion.
Ones like Kerrygold doesn't do a bad, like a cheddar.
Oh, that cheddar's good. Yep.
Yeah.
I had
grass-fed cows. You would like that, Doug. It's all grass-fed cows in Ireland.
Well, I usually when I get to, like where I was at this reception last night, lady came over to me and wanted to know if I had heard the latest of our goats because I have goats on the farm and I asked, "What do you mean? What's the latest on goats? Goats, you milk them and you drink the milk and."
Goat yoga? What was she telling you?
Yeah, so we had thank you. We had a discussion about goat milk being used to make yogurt and having the goats be involved in goat yoga, which is, you're laying on the floor and you let the goats walk on you. No, they walk on them. That's what they do.
Really?
It's silly. But it was an interesting. It's yogurt and yoga time on the farm. Yogurt and yoga. McDonald's has launched the first ever permanent online retail shop. Who in the world wants to buy anything online from McDonald's? Let's see, you can...
Somebody must, because they...
Clearly somebody does,
Because they've been selling some merchandise through Uber Eats, which
used to deliver.
A Big Mac
bag.
I think the umbrella is a sesame bun. That's kind of funny. I do think that's cute. But other than that, I mean, I'm not a McDonald's fan.
Sweatshirts,
so I don't know.
Slippers, why in the world?
Socks have French fries on them. I guess if it's a kind of a gag gift for someone who likes French fries.
This way, you'd actually buy some McDonald's flavored gift. Yeah, right, exactly. But I mean, a lot of people do eat there. I don't happen to think that it's...
You heard the terrible news, right? There could be a fry shortage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, potatoes. There's a potato shortage because of the weather in Idaho. Right, so they're going to have to buy potato stock from elsewhere. Most of the potatoes that are grown in Idaho go to either McDonald's or this is... One of the things that's interesting here is that it's kind of like the beef. All of the things that are used in the fast food restaurants come from the same place. They just maybe cook them. The potatoes taste a little different because they're cooked in different kinds of oil. And maybe they flavor the hamburger a little differently. But it all comes from the same source. All the potatoes that are used in most of the fast food joints are grown in Idaho. And I don't know what the magic is about Idaho potatoes, except that they're big. And I think that's why most of the big, big potatoes that you see are grown in Idaho. Other potatoes, like the ones grown around here or up in Maine, are smaller. Very tasty. I think some of the stuff, this summer I had some of the best potatoes grown on my pal's farm that I've had for a long, long time. And it's fun. I love to eat potatoes. A little butter on them, salt and pepper. Make a great meal. Sometimes you fry. I think I told you the other day that I had it was a wok salad or something I put in the frying pan. What did you call it though? Something else.
I ate a wok bowl or something.
Yeah.
I ate a wok.
Right.
That's what you said. I had a wok.
I ate a wok. I was like, really? How did that go down?
There's the food report for this day in history, 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House.
It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Kenny Kelly is a former Hollywood stuntman and YouTuber who crashed his motorcycle a few years ago. He was unable to call for help on his smartphone, so he thought of a solution, a wearable panic button, and he called it Silent Beacon.
Now, when you're in an emergency, all you want to do is call 911 or probably call a loved one. But there's a whole list of things that you should be able to do, and if you're just thinking about it like we are now, you would want to. You would want to send your location. You would want to try to get information by any means necessary, whether that's social media, whether that's email, whether that's push notifications, whether that's text message or voice calls. So we kind of grab all the technology in your smartphone and allow that to maximize the chances that you're going to receive help in an emergency.
Find out more at silentbeacon.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, somebody's going to have to explain this one to me. A former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump before he was president has sued Fox, saying that Tucker Carlson had intentionally defamed her on his program. Just being associated with him is defamation enough. What do we know about? Is this anything, or is this
a lot? I haven't heard about this. I don't know.
Karen McDougal.
I saw the story, but I don't. Yeah, Karen McDougal has been a name that's been going on. It came out. She came out just the same time as
Cohen. Yeah.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels. But I don't know what Tucker said about her. I'm not sure what that.
I guess
what the exact comment was.
He accused her of extortion. I don't know if he accused her of extorting Trump, and I guess she's suing him because that's not true. I don't know. But
she was embarrassed and ridiculed.
She took money.
Yeah, I don't know.
She took money. Come on.
Yeah. But anyway. This is the kind of stuff. There's so much of this sort of thing that floats around. One wonders how we decide what to talk about.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here in my car, I go thinking of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
Car time, car talk. Our auto expert has once again decided to grace us with his presence, Nick Miles. Is the fellow responsible for all the information comes from cars, the world of cars, the world of things that move, things that stay up late at night, all those good things. We have Nick's expertise to thank for that. The folks at Daimler are going to cut 10,000 jobs around the world. Isn't it interesting how these outfits make their decisions? Mercedes-Benz is they make Mercedes-Benz, but they make a lot of other things too. They make trucks out in Portland, Oregon. The Freightliner company belongs to them. So what is they're changing production methodology? They're not selling as many cars. What's the story behind the story here, Nick?
Well, I think it's like 50-50, Doug. It's half of it is, yes, they need to change the way they do business because they're changing their business model. But I think it's also somewhat retaliation. And they never admit this. The truth is that the European, the EU has put so many stringencies on gasoline cars that they're forcing them to go electric. And that's expensive to do. And they're saying, if we're going to go electric, we're going to have to lay off a whole bunch of guys to save a bunch of money because we have to do all this research and development. So they're trying to save billions of dollars in development. Audi's doing the same thing. So they're laying off a whole bunch of people. So it looks like there's a trend here that around 80,000 people could be losing their jobs around the car industry over the next year. At least that's the prediction by one of the experts over the next year or several years, because they're trying to save money on production-wise so they can have enough money to develop these electric cars. Now, the truth is that I'm not sure it's really, really necessary, but these guys want to save money. And so they're saying, make us make electric cars. We're going to have to lay people off. And Germany is somewhat safe because the unions over there are so protected. So those jobs will probably come from the rest of Europe and nowhere else, not Germany.
Right. Yeah. You're driving some new Mercedes vehicles on the testing ground. Is it the testing ground, or are you just on the street in Scottsdale? What do they have for you to...
Yeah.
Right around.
Yeah, we're based out of the Auto Car Club here, and they have a couple of new Mercedes. It's interesting. I don't know if you remember, 2014 Mercedes came out with a CLA, which is their small little car.
From Mercedes is that they're trying to be all things to all people. They cheapen the brand. I think I told the story on the air. I may have told it to you last year. I rented a couple of Mercedes because I have been renting cars in L.A. I'm going to bring my own car out there this year. But having the ability to choose, I drove a couple of different Mercedes, and I didn't think they were anything special at all anymore.
Well, I think one of the things that they do really well is tech and safety. Those are the two things they hit it out of the park with. But those people are getting into their cars now. They're getting a lot of people coming from Toyota and Honda are buying Mercedes, and about 70% of the conquests are coming from those two brands, and they're staying. They're buying the second Mercedes with them, too. So whatever the Mercedes is doing is working. But they also try to young up the brand. This is a brand that sort of 70-year-olds would buy. Yeah. And because they brought out a lot of smaller, young, dynamic cars, and now actually their average audience is around 52 years of age, which is pretty good for a car company.
So it's not then about the exclusivity of having a Mercedes anymore. It is because the brand stands for something different. That's probably what I'm not recognizing. It's not a luxury car to be held in the same esteem as some of the other upper level brands.
Yeah, I think they still have the S-Class and they still have the G-Wagon, and you can't buy a G-Wagon now. They're so popular. So they still sell those cars, but they're also trying to widen it's a car for everybody. They're trying to get people in there that make, you know, 50, 60,000 a year. And they're also trying to keep the guys that make 500,000 a year. So they can have a bigger audience, they can be a bigger and stronger company. And they seem to be doing well at it. They're making money.
You were talking about safety. There's another defect in these Takata airbags. What's that scoop?
You know, I feel like it's, Doug, it's a bit like this medieval show going on here where we thought we killed the dragon, but every time we turn and walk out of the cave, it raises its ugly head again. It's the Takata airbag is back again, this time in BMWs. There's been a death in Australia, and BMW 3 Series and now should be parked if they have a specific Takata airbag in it. The Takata's long since gone bust from their first, second, and third round of horrible recalls for their airbags. But ultimately, if you have a BMW 3 Series, you could be on the list, and you can go to nhtsa.gov and type in your VIN number, which is that little number on the left-hand side of your windshield. And if you type that number in, it will tell you everything that your car needs to have done to it on a recall basis. So that could be it. Your BMW could be on the list.
All right, Nick, thank you for the update. Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.